This isn't just election day. It's the start of the pro basketball season. And it's also Tuesday, which is important to a small group of men here in Washington, D.C. Every Tuesday, these old friends meet for lunch in Washington's Chinatown.
What is this? Beef and broccoli?
They fill a round table at the China Doll restaurant. Most are coaches, sports writers, players, or referees, past and present.
Yeah, but these guys are so much better than you guys were.
How would you know?
Because I remember. I remember.
Sometimes the men debate the records of sports legends.
Joe Namath.
And sometimes they fall silent to hear the sports legend who's sitting right at the table. Red Auerbach is picking up the check today, and every Tuesday. His credit card carries the logo of basketball's Boston Celtics. NBA fans from the 1950s to the 90s knew Red Auerbach's wry expression and the dark circles under his eyes. You might have seen him light up a victory cigar at the end of a game. As a coach and general manager, Auerbach has personified the Celtics for more than half a century.
Listen, all right, I'll tell you a story.
I'll tell you a story, he says. And he remembers a lot of stories, including a confrontation with a referee.
I come out of the stands, I said to the referee, no wonder you're a referee, you're ignorant, you're stupid.
That referee's call involved Larry Bird, just one of the great players that Auerbach drafted over the years. Red Auerbach's memories became the heart of a book called Let Me Tell You a Story. He told the stories to the sports writer John Feinstein, who's a regular guest on Morning Edition, and a regular guest at Auerbach's lunches.
He put together one of the great dynasties in the history of the sports. You talk the Yankees, you talk the Celtics, you talk the Canadiens, maybe Notre Dame football. But Red was responsible for the Celtics dynasty. He got there in 1950 when they were about to fold, ended up coaching and being the general manager for 16 NBA champions. But I think maybe the less obvious part of his legacy is he was the first coach, I believe, in sports who completely transcended the question of race. He could care less if you were black, white, blue, or green. He was the first guy to hire an African-American to be a head coach, Bill Russell, in 1966. And the last thing he wants you to do is say, you know, you were a great civil rights leader. He'll tell you he did it all because he wanted to win.
At the start of another season, Red Auerbach sat down to tell some stories about winning and about the changing NBA. At age 87, he no longer runs the Celtics, but officially remains the team president. He says coaches have less power today than they did in the 1950s and 60s. Today, Auerbach says more power belongs to star players who make millions of dollars with no-cut contracts.
Well, players get complacent. In other words, if a guy's guaranteed $100 million for 7 years, how do you discipline that guy? How do you motivate him? It's very difficult.
Did you explicitly threaten people that they would be fired if they didn't shape up, or was that just an implied reality?
No. Well, it's an implied. You don't go around popping off with your authority, but what you do is simply this. You say, hey, you either produce or you wind up in Minneapolis, or we'll let you go. See, we used to call Minneapolis the Siberia of the NBA because it was so damn cold out there.
I suppose it's possible that somebody in Minneapolis was threatening their players that they'd be shipped off to Boston if they weren't careful.
No, they'd like to come to Boston. I mean, they're young guys. You got all these college students around. Hell, that was a heaven to those guys.
What about the job of the coach? How was that different in the 1950s than it is today?
We were responsible for projecting the game, promoting the game. We'd have giveaways. We'd give away balls. We'd give away glasses, bags. One time, a guy came over to me, and he had 5,000 Louisville Slugger bats. He says, you want them? I'll let you have them for $1 apiece. I said, okay, good. I gave out bats to the first 5,000 that came in. They could have killed each other out there.
If there'd been a very close game, there might have been a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think you'd want to give out bats on Election Day this year.
No, I wouldn't want to do it again anyway. I like one time I gave away glasses with all the signatures of the players on it. And I said to myself, oh, my God, how dumb can I be? Suppose one guy gets mad and throws a glass onto the court.
Red Auerbach's teams made money while winning championship after championship.
Greer's putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it over the stand. Check stole the ball!
It's all over. It's all over.
Auerbach says he won by picking team players and by teaching. He was a school teacher before he went into coaching.
A good coach will tell you what to do and everything like that, but a great coach will tell you what to do in such a way that you will absorb it and you will react. See, it's not what you say, it's what they hear.
I'd love it if you can remember an example of that, where you feel like you delivered a very small, specific message to somebody in the way that the player really understood it immediately and it changed things.
Well, the main thing you do is you don't talk too much. You try not to overcoach. I remember in a playoff game one time, we went in there and the guys were sitting around, they were all tensed up. I said, your palms are wet, you're nervous. I said, what are you nervous about? I said, think how nervous they are, knowing that they have to play you. So just go out there and get the job done and do what you did to get here. That's a pregame speech. None of this win one for the Gipper stuff.
Just keep people loose.
Right. It all boils down to, did the shot go in? I remember Cardinal Cushing, who was a friend of mine. I said to him, what about these Catholic boys? They get up on the foul line and they make a little cross on their forehead before they're shooting a free throw. I said, Cardinal, does that help them? He says, yeah, if they could shoot. That's a true story.
That's the kind of story that draws friends and admirers to lunch every Tuesday with Red Auerbach. For pictures of a recent lunch, go to NPR.org. The former Celtics coach collaborated with John Feinstein on the book Let Me Tell You a Story. And the league that Auerbach helped to build begins its 59th season tonight.
They're waiting for their orders, right?
Which Russell's?
I'll tell you a story with Russell.
Tell that story.
When Russell was coach, player coach,